From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A suspicious car was parked in downtown New York City last night. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says responders immediately checked out the report.
Firefighters, emergency service officers, and the bomb squad responded, and the bomb squad confirmed that the suspicious vehicle did indeed contain an explosive device.
New York City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says the car bomb was rendered safe. Experts found propane tanks, canisters filled with gasoline, fireworks, and clocks with batteries inside. There were other components, too.
A 2x2x4-foot lock metal box resembling a gun locker has been recovered from the vehicle. The bomb squad is in the process of rendering it safe. It will be removed to our range at Rodman's Neck in the Bronx for detonation.
Thousands of people were evacuated out of Times Square as a precaution. Nobody was hurt. Commissioner Kelly says one surveillance video shows the SUV driving in New York before being parked. Officials are looking for other recordings. Emergency crews are working on a ruptured water main in Massachusetts. 2 million people, including everybody in Boston, is under a boil water alert. The water main break is in a 10-foot pipe outside the Massachusetts Capitol. Governor Deval Patrick has ordered a state of emergency and explained people should boil water for 1 minute to make sure it's safe. President Obama delivered his first commencement speech of the season Saturday at the University of Michigan. NPR's Ari Shapiro traveled with him to Ann Arbor, where the president called for civility in public discourse.
For decades, presidents have delivered commencement speeches at the University of Michigan, and President Obama acknowledged that for decades, presidents have endured insults and worse.
A newspaper of the opposing party once editorialized that if Thomas Jefferson were elected, murder, robbery, rape, adultery, and incest will be openly taught and practiced.
Still, the president said, language like fascist and socialist makes solving problems difficult.
It undermines democratic deliberation. It prevents learning, since after all, why should we listen to a fascist or a socialist or a right-wing nut?
He also said he's troubled when he hears people say all of government is inherently bad, since government ensures that mines adhere to safety standards and that oil spills are cleaned up by the companies that cause them. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.
Today, the president will visit the U.S. Gulf Coast to see oil damage. Globs of crude oil from a ruptured oil pipeline are washing into sensitive Louisiana marshlands. Mr. Obama will get a briefing on the work of emergency response crews, which are trying to stop the oil from fouling the wetlands and the beaches of four states. It's coming from a collapsed oil rig that exploded and sank more than a week ago, killing 11 people. The damage has been classified as catastrophic. This is NPR News. The Greek prime minister says his country will impose severe spending cuts in order to qualify for a financial rescue package. Greece is staggering under crushing debt, a level the one agency has declared is junk level. There's fear that Greece will default on its debt payments. The European Union and International Monetary Fund say they'll help Greece, but they're insisting Greek officials make heavy concessions. Germany and Mexico co-host 3 days of climate talks in Bonn, Germany, beginning today. The informal conference aims to break a deadlock over a treaty to combat global warming. Thomas Martzel reports from Berlin.
Environment ministers and officials from 45 nations will attend the informal gathering to try to get climate talks back on track. They've been in trouble ever since a UN conference in Copenhagen 5 months ago ended in disarray. The Copenhagen Accord calls for global warming to be limited to 2 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial times. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Mexico's President Felipe Calderon hope to begin rebuilding trust when they address delegates from Brazil, China, India, and the U.S. Mexico hosts the next official UN climate summit in November. Talks have been underway for 3 years to draft a new climate treaty that would replace the Kyoto Accord, which expires in 2012. For NPR News, I'm Thomas Martzall in Berlin.
At least 5 people have died in Tennessee following heavy storms. The weather spawned tornadoes and flung hail through several states. Hundreds of people evacuated ahead of flash flooding. Some Tennessee counties reported getting 1 foot of rain. In Arkansas, a woman died after tornadoes blew through the central part of the state. Forecasters warn people to expect more bad weather today. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.